Hi, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, and you're listening to The Deep End on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. You know, every week I like to pull back the curtain, peel the rind off the orange, let's say, and just explore some issues that are capturing the attention and the interest of people here in Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough. And my goal is always to try to dig a little deeper into who we are and what we care about as a community. And, you know, we've had politicians, and we've had experts on various subjects. We have gadflies and bloggers and people who often think that they're the expert on everything. But, you know, when I really think about Orange County, it's not basketball. It's not just liberal politics. It's not just that we're a center for higher education, renowned around the world. It's not just that that John Edwards lives here. We had somebody run for vice president. It's not just that we have D.G. Martin or Nobel Prize winners. I mean, we're all of those things, but we are also so much more. You know, about 120,000 people, give or take, live here in Orange County. And it's those folks who make this a really special place. One of the great things about WCHL, I've always thought, is how it looks for those folks. It tries to identify those stories that really are unique to our community and that reflect who we are to the rest of the world. Today on my show, I have a special guest who has made that a project for herself, to do just what we try to do every week: pull back the curtain, peel off the rind, and see what makes Orange County tick. Who are those special people that define who we are? This week on The Deep End, I have Alicia Stemper, who has undertaken this remarkable project called Vitamin O. And we're going to learn more about that. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you. And this is exactly what you've been doing, right?
Well, yes, but I'm daunted now. 120,000. I've gotten to 46 of them. So I've got a long way to go.
Well, 46 different. You've talked to 46 different people and at least one company, right?
Correct.
Who are defining in their daily lives who we are as a county and reflecting what it means to be an Orange County citizen. And how is it that you're doing this?
Well, it had a great beginning with Lori Policelli at the Visitors Bureau. She really wanted to do profiles of folks that live in Orange County. But anything called profiles of folks that live in Orange County, you know, you're kind of not real inspired, right? So we came up with the Vitamin O title, and we feature folks, and we call each one a dose of Vitamin O because we are what makes our county so strong, right?
Oh, yeah. Me, the people you're talking
to? People who live, work, play here, and everybody has a story. And so it's my really great privilege to go photograph folks and interview them, and I have them. So far, we've been doing a random question box event on each interview they draw.
Wait, I didn't know about this. Describe. So you're meeting up with somebody new who you've either stumbled upon. First, how do you find these folks? I mean, farmer's market, you're just like, hey, let's talk.
I've done a few spontaneous ones, and those are actually some of my favorites. People are self-referred.
Yeah.
Other people, when I interview someone, I ask them, hey, who else should I interview? I was reading the paper the other day. I have not contacted this man yet, but there's a world-renowned falconer living here in Orange County.
Oh, wow.
So I must go find this world-renowned falconer that lives in Orange County.
Because there's probably an extraordinary story about somebody who is like training and caring for falcons here in Orange
County.
Exactly. I mean, how unexpected is that?
Right.
And so, okay, so you haven't connected with this individual yet, but what are you going to do? I mean, you're whenever I look on the website, the Vitamin O website, which is people can find at the Orange County website.
It also has its own Facebook presence.
And I found it just by typing Vitamin O Orange County into Google. There it was, came right up. So you're going to find this falconer. And then how are you going to tell this person's special story?
Well, hopefully I'll let them tell their special story. I get it started, but mostly what I'm looking for is the color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have the greatest quotes, and I usually start with the favorite quote that they give to me, and then we sort of, It's like a grain of sand in an oyster, and the pearl sort of forms.
Right.
My original challenge was to keep them all 50 words or less, which what I did was I write a 50-word one for each, but that is so painful as a storyteller. There's too much left.
Oh, yeah.
Before. And then I also write longer ones. And I always keep it under 200 words because, you know, people want to read and learn, but they have other things to do.
So it's like a word snapshot, but you capture them in more than just words. Some of your photography, and I've seen, and I'm familiar with your work. I mean, I know that you do event kind of photography, but you also have a strong reputation in our community for capturing the unusual perspectives of our community. And some extraordinary work. I think people may have seen it at Town Hall or maybe on Second Fridays all throughout the town. So it's not just a word picture. You're actually taking their pictures.
Correct. And, you know, I want something representative, but I also want I think it's a great portrait when I feel like I've captured either the essence or the quirk or whatever it is that either lights them up about what they're doing or lights me up about listening to them or something that I think would light everyone else up when they got a chance to learn about this person.
Well, what are some of your favorites that you've profiled?
Well, you know, I've said this before that it's kind of like picking your favorite child. You just, you know, you can't do that.
Right.
But, well, let me tell you about a recent one. I did Rita Schiavone, who is the ceramics teacher at Carborough High School. But what I'm so fascinated, her story was so hard to write down because she has so many different things that make her interesting. But the way we went with it is she's having her students throw and glaze and fire pots for tables, empty bowls fundraiser.
Okay.
And so I really like that. She has this whole neat artistic history with our community. She was at Farmer's Market for years as sort of the resident potter, but that's not how I found her. I learned that about her, but I'd learned about her through somebody who works with the schools who said, oh, you need to talk to this person. And her story was one of those layered, rich stories, and the parts I had to leave out. She's one of the first people who had successful microsurgery on her hand.
Okay.
She's from upstate New York.
And she's a potter.
And she's a potter. So she fell. I can't remember. She's a cross-country skier, but I can't remember if she was hiking or skiing when she fell. But a stick actually pierced her hand, and her hand collapsed. So she's one of the first people to have reconstructive microsurgery, and she is still a successful potter. And so how she has taken setbacks in her life like that and how she inspires her students every day.
You know, it's hard to imagine a story that is so reflective, I think, of that, of who we are as a community. Well, when we come back, let's talk some more about Rita and some of your other favorite encounters and about the process that you take. So you're listening to The Deep End with Mark Kleinschmidt. We'll be right back after these messages. Hi, and we're back on The Deep End with Mark Kleinschmidt. I'm here with my guest, Alicia Stemper, and we've been talking about this great new project that she's been working on, discovering the people who really define who our community, what our community is, and the values of our community, and how it's reflected in their daily lives, how we build this great space. And we were just talking about the pottery teacher over at Carborough High School, right? And how she overcame an injury that I would imagine so many other folk would have just hung it up, you know. I mean, someone who loves to work with their hand, suffering I imagine could be a career-ending injury to her hand, but she came back, and now she's sharing it with the kids at Carborough.
And the atmosphere in her classrooms is wonderful. She's got a real mix of student abilities, she has some special needs students in her class, and everybody is just invested and involved and relaxed. It's such a great atmosphere, and she creates that.
You know, Alicia, listening to you talk about Rita, I can't help but think that you're basically describing her as kind of a storyteller or a story facilitator. Even she's working with her students, particularly those who have difficulty expressing themselves in another way because of a disability or maybe just because school just isn't their thing. And they have this opportunity to be creative and express themselves through this pottery medium that she's introducing them to. She's facilitating the telling of her students' personal stories. I'm not surprised that that's something that you identified in her. You know, something that our listeners might not know is that not only are you an acclaimed photographer and are doing this great project for Orange County, but you have a social work background, someone who specifically trained to facilitate storytelling. Is that what drew you to this?
Well, it's so interesting, Mark, because my undergrad was in English, so there's some storytelling, right? Although I didn't see it that way at the time.
Yeah.
And then the social work degree, and I've been a crisis counselor in this community with the police department in Chapel Hill years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I did mitigation work, which is actually where I first met you,
right,
back in our death penalty days. And then I picked up the camera, which is actually something I'd returned to. In high school, I did a lot of high school newspaper stuff, and I always had a camera, even though I was a writer then. We had small staff, so I was also a photographer. But when I picked the camera back up, it just became a different way to tell stories. And when I put them together, it's that's kind of what turns my lights on.
It's magical, particularly in the way that you're able to capture the essence, or at least an essence, a perspective on these individuals that you're engaging with, that I would imagine that maybe many of them would have difficulty expressing any other way, but you're pulling out of them their stories, mm-hmm. their experiences here in our community, and then capturing images of them. Some of them, some of those images are people who just exude strength. Some of them, it seems that you catch them in very vulnerable moments, but each one just rings true to the eye when you see it.
That's quite a compliment. Thank you, Mark. But, you know, there's this tension between capturing what is obvious about someone. For instance, I want to talk in a minute about Yolanda Morel. Mm-hmm. She's a violin teacher. So, of course, we're going to talk about
violins
and teaching, right?
Yeah.
But when I go to photograph her, I certainly don't want to just take the dry photo of her. This is me holding my violin. So how do you, this afternoon I'm doing Michael Brown.
The great muralist.
The muralist, right. Well, I can't do Michael Brown without talking about Michael Brown as a muralist, but I want to tell people something else about his story, mm-hmm. something they wouldn't know. And that's really fun, and it's really challenging in my word limit. So let me tell you just a tiny bit about Yolanda.
Yeah, tell us about Yolanda.
This did not make it into her dose of vitamin O because I couldn't fit it in, but somehow I mentioned to her that I was reading The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Boris. I said, what about Boris? And she goes, he's on my elevator list. What is your elevator? If I had to be trapped in an elevator, who could I stand being in there with? Boris is on her list.
And Boris is a character
in this book, and he's kind of a wild man. And I agree it would be fun to be trapped in. It'd be interesting. It would not be dull to be trapped in an elevator with Boris, but it would scare me. She loves it. So we got off on this great tangent about who would be on our elevator lists, and I couldn't fit it in with my word count. But that's the kind of thing that is so fun when you talk to folks.
Is that a question then that makes it into, earlier you mentioned a box where you have them draw
the
questions.
Random question box. Yes, that needs to be a new question. I always update
definitely.
My questions. Who would be on your elevator list?
Well, who's on your elevator list? I mean, you've meeting so many people. I mean, you have a high profile in our community, and now you're looking for folks who are maybe not, maybe whose profiles need to be elevated. Mm-hmm. I would imagine, I don't know, it must be a big elevator. You'd probably want to fill it up.
Yeah, I would need everybody in my elevator. I guess I would populate my elevator with people I have yet to feature that I hope will say yes when I ask them. And who wouldn't want, let me go back to my random questions. One of my random questions was, who has ever lived in Orange County would you like to have lunch with? So that really, you know, dead or alive.
Well, that's okay. William Davies.
William Davies would be excellent. Hinton James, wouldn't you like to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are just so many people, and I don't know where to start, because I think I want everybody in my elevator, and when I'm through interviewing them, then they may leave.
Well, and that's what you're doing. Basically, is you're populating your elevator with each of these profiles.
Oh, I like that.
And then not just... You're not just closing the door, you're leaving it open for the rest of the community to be able to share in this experience and gain that deeper understanding of who we are as a community.
And Mark, maybe you're a poet.
Well,
that was really good.
Well, tell me now, you were approached by Lori Policelli, who is the who's an official with Orange County. She was just the executive director of the Visitors Bureau. Now she's got a much broader title.
For a while, she was community, kind of like the community information resource officer, but I think she is now back down to just handling the Visitors Bureau.
And so what's the plan for this project, this part of the Orange County website? What's it going to do?
Well, it was, I had a one-year contract with the county, and that's officially ended. So right now, I'm just doing it because I can't let it go. I just love it and want to see where
I'm shocked that you just can't stop telling stories.
I can't stop telling stories. So I'm trying to think about, you know, I have a little more freedom now that it's not necessarily under a contract, but I really like what we've created. So how to keep it, but also tweak it, see where else we can go with it.
Well, let's talk some more about that when we come back, and maybe a couple of the other stories that you've been able to tell through Vitamin O.
Okay.
And so we'll be right back after these messages. Hi, and we're back on The Deep End. I'm your host, Mark Kleinschmidt, and I'm here with my guest, Alicia Stemper, who has undertaken this extraordinary project for Orange County, Vitamin O. And I want to make sure that those who've been listening to us know how to access some of this work that you've been doing. Now, we know you're on Facebook, like everybody. That's at
Vitamin Orange County.
Vitamin Orange County on Facebook. You can find it on the Orange County website. But that can be a little
difficult. We have to dig
difficult.
Kind of deep through the tabs. But.
So I think we go back to the way I found it, right? Go to Google, Vitamin O, Orange County. It's the first thing that pops up, right? Now, you know, one of the things that I think about whenever I tell people I'm from this area, I often just say Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. People know Chapel Hill. And even when they say Orange, if I ever say Orange County, they're like, where's that?
California?
Yeah, Orange County, California, Florida, where's that? And I have to remind them it's Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And sometimes I think that the folks here who live outside of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, you know, who are so critical to defining really our values and who we are as a larger community are overlooked. And now, how did you address that? I mean, because it's not, when I look at the webpage, it's not just Chapel Hill and Carburetors.
Incorporators. No, it is not. You know, with sort of the Visitors Bureau in mind, we are also thinking about how do you tell about the personality of an area, and you reflect that through the personalities of its people. But like you said, our people are everywhere. So it was a new take on diversity. You know, we always think about trying to make sure that we are covering a good spectrum of gender, age, race, orientation, you know, all the ways we look at diversity. But looking at it with an eye toward geographical diversity has been really fun. I try to make sure I'm covering Hurdle Mills, Rougemont, Eflin, Mebane, you know, not just Orange County. And I also want to make sure I am profiling live, work, and play. So if you do a deep dive on the doses that are up on the website, you'll see a number about how people play here. Some are about what interesting things people do for a living. And some are about why people are here or about their folks that Sarah Stevens from Hillsborough, her ancestors were slaves in Orange County.
Right.
So her story, I was weeping while she was talking to me. So it's really fun to make sure we are covering.
And the profiles are so diverse. I mean, you have young people, you have older people, you have grandmothers, artists, farmers. There's a park ranger who's been profiled. It's not just Nobel Prize winners and politicians and.
But I would love to interview them. It's like Carol Folt. I want to do a Vitamin O. On
that's
Carol
one of the things
Folt.
I'm going to ask you. Like, who's on your short list of, you know, if you can get them to say yes? If you got Carol? Who else you got on that list?
Well, you know, I usually
you got a Falconer.
I want to do the Falconer. Yeah. I definitely do. I want to do a barista. I want to do tattoo artist. I want to do, I would like to do a greater UNC presence. I've really only done one UNC student, which I think is.
Well, it's kind of surprising, I
suppose. It is kind of surprising. I also want to do, I've done 3 17-year-olds, but I haven't done anyone younger. I'd like to do that. There are some characters I see around town, but sometimes you have to be careful with how you approach a character and say, you know, I want to talk about, you know. But it's going to be fun.
Well, I expect that with your experience, it's not going to be hard for you to approach anyone, and that what you're going to do is extract some extraordinary new truth about who we are. Alicia, thank you so much sharing this time with me today. You've been listening to The Deep End. I'm your host, Mark Kleinschmidt, and thanks for listening.